British Columbia, in 53 years of living in BC. Avid paddleboarder Shannon Sayers never thought she'd come across a shark. That changed on May 18 during her first trip out for the season. Sayers was about 200 meters off the shore in White Rock when she spotted something floating in the water. "I didn't know if it was a big fish. I thought maybe it was a seal," she said. "It was kind of bobbing up and down." Not knowing what she was looking at, she bravely paddled closer to the animal. "I was nervous," she said. "It was scary because there was nobody around me." As she approached it, she quickly realized it was not a seal but a 3-meter-long dead blunt-nose six-gill shark. "I was trying to take some photos, and I nearly fell off because I was shaking and nervous. I was like, oh my God," said Sayers. Sayers typically paddleboards 5 days a week but hasn't ventured back into the ocean since the discovery. She'll venture out again but likely won't go too deep off the coast. "I think it's an eye-opening for everybody," she said. "I am a little bit nervous." Other six-gill shark sightings in BC recently. BC has 14 recorded species of sharks, a handful of which can be found in the Salish Sea. Dr. Jackie King, a research scientist at the Pacific Biological Station in Nanaimo and the Department of Fisheries and Oceans Canada, says six-gill sharks are often lethargic. The sharks are often seen by scuba divers in the deep water off Hornby Island, usually about 1 to 1.5 kilometers off the coast. Juveniles can be found in more shallow depths. On May 2, a man discovered a 10-foot-long blunt-nosed six-gill shark washed up dead on the beach near Phipps Point on Hornby Island. Then on May 27, divers encountered a blunt-nosed six-gill shark in the Alberni Inlet and filmed the encounter with the animal. Anyone who encounters a basking, blunt-nosed six-gill, taupe or any other shark species in BC is encouraged to document it and report it to DFO.